欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 聪明九私房拷贝，又到了我们青年营学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的跟 Sally 来分享这一部爱情电影《五年之约》，了解这个故事的大结局。
Hello everybody, I'm Sally, nice to talk to you guys again. In today's program, I'm going to talk about the last part of the story, 5-year engagement with you guys. So don't go away.
那为了 Violet 的事业， Tom 主动提出推迟了两个人的婚期，并且跟 Violet 一起来到了密歇根。 Violet 在密歇根大学进行的研究呢非常顺利，教授 Winton 这天通知 Violet 他们获得了新的基金，这意味着 Violet 可以在这里多留几年继续进行研究。
Well Violet, congratulations on your timing, couldn't have been more perfect. We've just got the NIH funding and this means I can extend your postdoc.
Really?
Which means you're going to be with us for a few more years.
得知了这个好消息之后呢 Violet 是既高兴又忐忑，因为他很清楚 Tom 并不喜欢在密歇根的生活。果然 Tom 得知了这个消息以后呢情绪相当的低落。
They might be extending my postdoc. I think what it probably means is that we would stay here just for a little bit and then would you like some of this?
Sounds like we're staying.
因为得知呢要在密歇根再待上几年，忍了很久的 Tom 终于爆发了。因为看着 Violet 的事业慢慢的步入了正轨，而自己仍然无所事事， Tom 的心里早就不是滋味了。
You have no idea how it feels to be the guy in a relationship and not have a job that you're proud of. It's embarrassing.
Why haven't we once talked about the fact that you are upset that you're not running Clambar? You never talk about it.
Because I'm a man and men and women are different. We don't have to sit around and talk about our feelings.
由于两个人越说越激动呢 Tom 和 Violet 终于吵了起来，而 Tom 也终于亲口承认了他根本不喜欢密歇根，不喜欢这里的生活。
You want to talk about it?
Yes!
I hate it here!
Thank you!
I hate it here!
Thank you!
I think it sucks here!
Good!
I hate it! I hate it!
虽然 Tom 是很不情愿啊，但他还是跟 Violet 留在了密歇根。为了挽回两个人的关系呢 Violet 主动提出继续筹办他们的婚事。
I just want to marry you, Tom. PleaseYeah.
婚事筹备得很顺利，但就在彩排晚宴的前一天晚上， Violet 向 Tom 坦诚了之前教授 Winton 曾经亲吻过他。
When?
It was a few weeks ago. He was drunk and he didn't mean what he was doing, Tom. That stupid mistake. That will never ever happen again. I promise.
I really wish you hadn't told me that.
尽管 Violet 一再道歉，但是 Tom 始终不能放下这件事儿。结果婚礼的彩排晚宴呢，最后也是不欢而散。Tom 喝醉了酒，在外面冻了一夜，还导致住了院。在医院里，两个人解除了婚约。Tom 随后回到了旧金山，两个人最终分道扬镳了。Tom 呢是回到了旧金山，在 Alex 的餐厅中做了副主厨，并且和服务员 Audrey 开始了一段新的恋情。另外一边的 Violet 留在了密歇根继续他的学术研究，并且和 Winton 开始谈恋爱了。但是新的生活和新伴侣呢并没有让 Tom 和 Violet 沉浸其中。在 Violet 的生日这一天， Tom 给他发了一封祝贺的 email， 而后呢他接到了 Violet 打来的电话。一开始两个人聊的倒是很开心。
Then when Violet tells Tom that she began losing faith in him when she saw him eating that old donut, and Tom gets really upset.
I think it's going to sound really stupid when I say it out loud. Okay, you know that experiment that I initiated, which was based on the fact that people who ate old donuts had emotional deficiencies and problems with commitment. And, you know, the results were very accurate with it. And so...When I saw you really going to town on a plate of old donuts, it freaked me out.
显然呢，对于当初两个人的分手呢 ，Tom 还是有那么一点耿耿于怀的，所以他希望 Violet 能够坦诚地告诉他，到底是从什么时候开始 Violet 对他们俩的感情失去了信心呢
？Violet 首先提到了他在密歇根设计的那个心理学的实验哈。You know that experiment that I initiated, which was based on the fact.你知道我设计的那个实验是基于这个事实吧 ？That people who ate old donuts had emotional deficiencies and problems with commitment. 吃不新鲜的甜甜圈的人呢，都是有情感缺陷，而且不善于履行诺言的。And you know the result was very accurate with it. 而且你也知道吧，实验结果和事实呢是非常相符的。And so when I saw you, really going to town on a plate of old donuts. It freaked me out. 所以当我看到你拿着一盘过期的甜甜圈吃得特别开心的时候呢，我真的是吓坏了。那言外之意就是呢，我觉得你是有情感缺陷而且不善于履行诺言的人。那么这里我们听到了一个固定搭配哈，叫 go to town， 字面意思是进城，但实际上呢它是表示以极大的精力和热情去做某件事。那么所以说呢， going to town on a plate of old donuts， 也就是说吃甜甜圈吃得特别的开心，特别的投入。那关于这个 go to town 的说法呢，咱们可以造个句子哈， she decided to go to town and redecorate all the rooms in the house， 她打算花大钱把这栋房子的所有房间都重新装修一遍。
汤米一听原来是这个原因，使得当初 Violet 对自己失去了信心，他可火了。
Tom, hello.
I think that that is like the dumbest thing that I have ever heard.
You know, I never said anything, but your entire premise is bullshit. Okay, and would you like to know why? Because these imaginary new donuts that you offer people, they may never arrive.Okay, they're not real. And me, personally, I'm not the type of person who wants to sit around and wait for something that might never arrive when they know that the thing they have in front of them is, fuck, it's tasty.
It's good. Okay, and you know what?
It's not about the age of the donut, it's about the flavor. Boom.
And you know the other thing? The new donut, they're gonna get stale someday too.And this is exactly what I did not want to happen when I sent that email.
I think you should go.
原来就是因为那个所谓的甜甜圈的实验， Violet 才对 Tom 失去了信心。 Tom 听到这儿可是有点抑制不住自己的情绪了，他说，我这个大活人就站在你面前啊，你居然要凭一个实验的结果来认定我是什么样的人，难道你还不够了解我吗？所以他这时候特别愤怒地说道，
I think that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. 这简直是我听过的最愚蠢的话了。 Your entire premise is bullshit. 我觉得你这个假设根本就是一派胡言。
Because this imaginary new donuts that you offer people, they may never arrive.
因为你承诺要给大家提供的新鲜的甜甜圈也许永远都不会出现。 Okay, that's not real. 他们太不真实了。 And me, personally, 而就我个人而言， I'm not the type of person who wants to sit around and wait for something that might never arrive.
我不愿意一直傻坐着，期待一些可能永远不会发生的事情出现在我面前。
When they know that the thing they have in front of them is tasty.尤其当我知道摆在我面前的东西本身就很好吃的时候。
其实呢 Tom 这话还挺有深意的哈，就是说为什么你不相信现在就摆在你面前的东西，而是要去期待一个有可能永远都看不到的东西呢？
所以呢做一行呢，人家就要用自己的这个专业语言来跟我们描述他自己的感知哈。 It's not about the age of a donut, it's about the flavor. 甜甜圈不在于新鲜不新鲜，而在于口感好不好。 And you know the other thing, the new donutsThey're going to get stale someday too. 还有就是那些新鲜的甜甜圈呢，他们早晚有一天也会不新鲜的。那这里我们听到了 stale 这个单词， S-T-A-L-E 表示陈腐的、不新鲜的、走了味儿的。
I think that that is like the dumbest thing that I have ever heard.
You know, I never said anything, but your entire premise is bullshit.Okay, and would you like to know why? Because these imaginary new donuts that you offer people, they may never arrive. Okay, they're not real. And me, personally, I'm not the type of person who wants to sit around and wait for something that might never arrive when they know that the thing they have in front of them is, fuck, it's tasty. It's good. Okay, and you know what?
It's not about the age of the donut, it's about the flavor. Boom.
You know the other thing? The new donuts, they're going to get stale someday too. And this is exactly what I did not want to happen when I sent that email.
I think you should go.
挂了电话以后啊， Tom 的心情是糟糕透了。他没有想到就是这么一个甜甜圈的事儿，居然动摇了两个人之间的感情。作为朋友呢， Alex 早就看出了 Tom 的郁闷了，于是他劝 Tom 去发展自己的事业。
Alex fires him, telling Tom that he's the better chef and should open his own franchise. Then Tom launches a specialty taco truck.
And I was on a merry wind, jumping heads and birds.And I will drink clear, clean water for to cleanse my thirst.
虽然只是在路边卖墨西哥玉米卷，但是生意经营的那是有声有色。另外一边呢，在密歇根 Valet 得到了一个助理教授的职位，但是他怀疑自己得到这个职位是因为 Winton 在暗中帮了忙。
Valley received an assistant professorship at the university, but becomes upset when she learns she got the job because of her look rather than her ability as a researcher. That's why she breaks up with Winton.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Did I get the job because I deserved it, or did I get it because you're trying to keep me here?
You got it because you deserved it.
Okay. So I was the strongest candidate?
Of course you were.
I just need you to say yes or no as to whether I was the strongest candidate.
Why does it matter so much?
Because it matters to me. You know, I want to deserve to be here. Was I the best?
Who's to say who's the best or the worst?
Look, just answer me. Did I deserve the job or did I get it because you're trying to keep me here? It's very simple, Winton.
Violet, why don't you trust me? If you make me answer that question, you're violating our unspoken agreement of faith.
What does that mean?
Well, the question itself is an accusation, and I personally refuse to answer an illogical question.
I mean, it seems that your refusal to answer means that it's true.
So what if I cheated to get the woman I love to stick around?
I have a question. Would you have even considered my donut experiment if Doug had suggested it?
Of course not.
Wow.
There will be new students next year. There's always a new pilot.
因为同一个小组的研究员们呢，暗示 Valet 他得到这个助理教授的职位呢，全都是靠 Winton 帮忙，所以呢 Valet 禁止找到 Winton 来质问他到底他配不配得到这个职位，但是 Winton 呢好像一直不太愿意直接回答这个问题。
Winton 是这样说的哈， If you make me answer that question, 如果你非逼着我回答这个问题的话， You are violating our unspoken agreement of faith, 你就破坏了我们之间默契的这种信任了。那这里出现的这个单词哈 violate, V-I-O-L-A-T-E, 表示违反违背，比如说 the country violates the international agreements, 那个国家呀违背了国际协议。那另外呢，这个单词还有表示侵犯妨碍的意思，比如说 the noise violated my sleep, 这个噪音呢妨碍了我的睡眠。但是 Winton 越是不愿意回答， Valley 就越觉得怀疑哈，这是为什么他这样说到 it seems that your refusal to answer means that it's true,看来你拒绝回答呢，就代表这是真的了。
Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Did I get the job because I deserved it, or did I get it because you're trying to keep me here?
You got it because you deserved it.
Okay. So I was the strongest candidate?
Of course you were.
I just need you to say yes or no as to whether I was the strongest candidate.
Well, why does it matter so much?
Because it matters to me. You know, I want to deserve to be here. Was I the best?
Who's to say who's the best or the worst?
Look, just answer me. Did I deserve the job, or did I get it because you're trying to keep me here? It's very simple, Winton.
Violet, why don't you trust me? If you make me answer that question, you're violating our unspoken agreement of faith.
What does that mean?
Well, the question itself is an accusation, and I personally refuse to answer an illogical question.
I mean, it seems that your refusal to answer means that it's true.
So what if I cheated to get the woman I love to stick around?
I have a question. Would you have even considered my donut experiment if Doug had suggested it?
Of course not.
Wow.
There will be new students next year. There's always a new pilot.
那再让我们回到旧金山，他们的父母呢在劝说他要掌握自己的幸福，不要放弃 Valet.
Yeah, Tom's parents see that Tom is dissatisfied with his new life and motivate him to act upon this.
I am going to ask you again, what are you doing with Violet? You're being dumb. You love Violet. I love Violet. Your father loves Violet, and you're letting her go?
Wow. What do you talk like this?
It's not funny, Tom.
Okay, fine.
What are you doing?
Look, we're not 100% right for each other, and so there's nothing to be said.
I got news for you, moron. Your father and I...We're not even 90% right for each other. Not even 60. Okay, but he's the love of my life. And right now, the love of your life is going to fly away. And I bet somewhere in the back of your mind, you're thinking that she'll always be there if you want to try again. But you know what? She won't, because she's the goddamn best. And some lucky guy is going to make it work with her no matter what.
在一家三口一起吃饭的时候呢，汤姆的妈妈很直言不讳地批评汤姆说，你这么做真是太傻了，我们都很喜欢 Violet 呀，你为什么要放弃她呢？
Tom 这时候说到 Look, we're not 100% right for each other. 因为我和他并不是百分百的般配。 但是妈妈可不这么看待这个问题哈。她说道 I got news for you, Maron. 哎，告诉你一件事吧，你这个傻瓜哈。Your father and I, we are not even 90% right for each other. 我和你老爸呀，别说百分百了，就连九成都到不了。Not even 60, okay? 连六成可能都没有。But he's the love of my life. 但是呢，他就是我此生的挚爱。And right now, the love of your life is going to fly away. 而现在，你的挚爱呢，就要飞走了。And I bet somewhere in the back of your mind, you are thinking that she will always be there if you want to try again. 我敢打赌呢，你满脑子啊，都还想着，只要你愿意呢，她还是会回来，回到你身边的。But you know what? She won't. 但是你知道吗？她可不会这样做。Because she's the goddamn best. 因为她太优秀了。And some lucky guy is going to make it work with her no matter what. 而总有一个幸运儿呢，到时候会跟她一路走到最后。言外之意就是呢，你到时候再后悔，可就真的晚了。
I am going to ask you again, what are you doing with Violet? You're being dumb. You love Violet. I love Violet. Your father loves Violet, and you're letting her go?
Wow. What do you talk like this?
It's not funny, Tom.
Okay, fine.
What are you doing?
Look, we're not 100% right for each other, and so there's nothing to be said.
I got news for you, moron.Your father and I, we're not even 90% right for each other. Not even 60. Okay, but he's the love of my life. And right now the love of your life is going to fly away. And I bet somewhere in the back of your mind you're thinking that she'll always be there if you want to try again. But you know what? She won't because she's the goddamn best. And some lucky guy is going to make it work with her no matter what.
母亲的这番话呢似乎是点醒了 Tom. Tom 明白自己心里啊还一直惦记着 Violet.于是他和 Audrey 分手了。之后呢，他又飞到了伦敦参加了 Violet 的祖母的葬礼，两人也很快旧情复燃了。
And they agreed to spend the remainder of the summer together in San Francisco.
I know that this sounds crazy, but why don't you just come back to San Francisco with me? You could see your sister and we could spend a couple of weeks together. You don't have to worry about what it means. Then.We'll go our separate ways.
Okay.
虽然事先约定在暑假结束之后呢，两个人就各奔东西，但是回到了旧金山之后呢 ，Tom 和 Violet 似乎又重新陷入了热恋。人们总是说当局者迷旁观者清，虽然 Violet 对待现在的这段感情呢还是犹豫不决，但是妹妹 Susie 却看透了姐姐的心思。
Susie knows that Violet and Tom truly love each other, then encourages Violet to be brave and give their relationship a try, no matter how complicated the conditions are.
妹妹的话呢在 Violet 心中啊产生了不小的震动，但是没有想到在她即将离开旧金山回密歇根的时候呢， Tom 倒是先表白了。他想再尝试一次和 Violet 重新开始。
Stupid. What are we doing?
What do you mean?
I drive a taco truck. Okay, I can work anywhere and it's just ridiculous. Stupid for us not to give this one a shot. So I love you so much. I'm not gonna let you go.
Do you remember the day that we first met? The New Year's Eve party?
Yeah, yes I did.Do you remember how a year later we made that list of what our marriage should be like?
We were going to have 50 kids.
I recall we settled on 25.
We did settle on 25. That was so dumb. Okay, I'm going to need you to pull off on this exit.
Why?
Just pull over on this exit over here.
No, we can just...
Are you going to miss it? Wait.
Violet 被 Tom 的真情感动了，于是呢，他主动向 Tom 提出了结婚的请求。
Violet then proposes to Tom, stating that they will always have problems together, but it shouldn't stop them from getting married.
I don't think that we can figure out all of our problems before we get married. I'm pretty sure we'll have some after.But I promise you that I will just love you every step of the way. So yes or no?
经过了这五年的波折呢，似乎 Violet 对于爱情、对于婚姻呢、啊，有了新的认识。
哎，他是这样说的哈 ：I don't think that we can figure out all of our problems before we get married. 我想我们结婚之前呢， 不可能把所有我们之间的问题都解决掉。And I'm pretty sure that we will have some after. 而且我肯定以后呢，我们之间还会出现新的问题。But I promise you that I will just love you every step of the way. 但是我会保证呢，会一生一世只爱你一个人。
I don't think that we can figure out all of our problems before we get married. I'm pretty sure we'll have some after. But I promise you that I will just love you every step of the way. So yes or no?
就在这个时候 ，Tom 掏出了他第一次向 Violet 求婚时候用的那枚戒指。原来呢 ，Tom 是准备啊在机场再次向 Violet 求婚的。
I'm gonna re-propose to you when we got to the airport.
You are.
What do you say?
What do you say, Alice?
You made me like the happiest girl in the world.
就这样 ，Tom 答应了 Violet 求婚，并且在他的要求下，把车直接开到了附近的公园。
In that park, Violet has organized for their family and friends to be waiting for an impromptu wedding, where Violet allows Tom to choose between various options for officiant, clothing, and music.
终于呢，经历了五年的波折之后 ，Tom 和 Violet 在众人的祝福下，携手步入了婚姻的殿堂。
It has been a longer trip.Tom and Violet than it has for most couples. And yet, the very nature...
You know what, you can just...
Yes, you can skip it. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You may kiss the bride.
和 Violet 这对有情人终成眷属了。电影在 Alex 和 Susie 祝福的歌声中圆满落幕了。
Yeah, we always love happy ending, huh? Before we end this program, let's go through some of the language points.
第一个说法呢叫 go to town， 表示以极大的精力和热情呢去做一些事儿。那再有呢，我们复习两个单词。第一个呢叫做 stale，S-T-A-L-E， 表示陈腐的、不新鲜的、走了味儿的。那 Tom 在电影里呢就说了这么一句话哈 ，It's not about the age of donut， it's about the flavor。甜甜圈呢不在于新鲜不新鲜，而在于口感好不好。And the new donuts， they're going to get stale someday too。而且呢，那些新鲜的甜甜圈呢，他们早晚有一天也会不新鲜的。
当然了 ，Tom 在电影里面说的可不是甜甜圈的问题，它这是一个隐喻，到底什么意思呢？大家可以自己琢磨一下。
最后我们再来说说这个单词 violate the agreement， 也就是表示破坏某些协议协定了。
非常感谢朋友们这三天和 Sally 以及 Jessie 分享这部温馨浪漫的爱情电影《五年之约》The Five Year Engagement。如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。 I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess that's the end of the program. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing. I'm Sally, have a nice day.
在创意全球华语广播栏目大赛名模开展，即日起至5月9号，我们面向全球征集广播创意。了解详情，请登录北京广播网赢在创意官方网页，或拨打电话8501-32638501-3263，快来加入吧，谱写您心中的美妙音符。
想省钱、省心、省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧！微信用户搜索公众号"北京外语广播"就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目。 每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间，零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。